I'd ask people, particularly parents, just be mindful that children will be moving around, doing their trick and treat in the community, and just to make sure that they're responsible, that somebody is looking after them and guiding them along. We would say to people to not be in possession of fireworks because it is against the law in this jurisdiction. I am aware there's a very good fireworks display on in Derry. Perhaps maybe that's something people should think about. But there are significant dangers in relation to fireworks and the handling of them. And there's severe penalties there as well. But we're knocking down the road of penalties. We would just like to say to parents to be responsible, to kids to be responsible as well, and to be mindful that elderly people and animals in particular can be very vulnerable at this time of year.
Are the problems as widespread as they used to be? One gets the feeling that there used to be a lot more bangers and a lot more fireworks around than have been in evidence in more recent years. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, we've taken a proactive approach to Operation Tombola, which is a focus on this, and it would appear, and I'm subject to correction, that there seems to be less bangers and fireworks being let off, particularly in the urban areas. Hopefully that parents are being proactive in discussing the dangers of fireworks with their children. Maybe children themselves have basically said, we're not getting involved in this kind of activity because, number one, it can be dangerous, can cause serious injury, and it also causes discomfort to older people and to animals and like that. So, maybe the message is starting to get through. We have tried our best in consultation with people in the community and with the cooperation and help of people in the community to thwart these vans that used to traditionally go around, particularly around housing estates, masquerading as whatever, selling these fireworks, because a lot of these are made in far-off lands where safety standards are very questionable. And sadly, over the years, anybody who's had to visit A&E around Halloween or the people that work up there would tell you the tales of people having injuries to their eyes, injuries to their faces, injuries to their hands, limbs, arms, that sort of thing. So maybe the message is getting through that people are going to the properly organised displays, that are keeping away from buying these fireworks that cause a lot of discomfort and a lot of stress to people, and are being more responsible.